人生如影。
This afternoon's topic is Life is like a shadow.
我们看诗篇一百四十四篇。
Let us read Psalms 144.
第四节。
Verse 4.
诗篇一百四十四篇第四节。
Psalms 144, verse 4.
我们一起读。
Let us read it together.
人好像一口气，他的年日如同影儿，快快过去。啊，这里用两样事情来形容人生。
Here, the life of a person is described in two words.
第一点就是人好像一口气。
The first is man is like a breath.
啊，我们礼拜三晚上聚会的时候就用这个题目来讲过这个主题。
On Wednesday night, we talked using this topic.
第二，这里说人的年日好像影，很快就会过去。
And secondly, his days are like a passing shadow. It quickly goes away.
啊，所以人生好像影那么快。
Life is like a shadow, it goes by so quickly.
为什么要了解人生像什么呢？
Why do we have to understand what life is like?
你要了解人生的本质，才会想要追求更重要的，更有意义的。
We need to understand first the nature of life in order to pursue what is even more meaningful.
很多人说，我很忙，我没有空找什么信仰。
There are many people who say, I'm so busy, I have no time to reach out in my faith.
说实在，人生一辈子都在忙。
Because, in fact, we are truly busy all the days of our life.
年轻人忙读书。
When we are young, we're busy with studies.
青年人忙工作。
When we're in our youth, we're busy with our work.
中年人忙家庭。
When we're middle age, we're busy with our families.
事业。
Our careers.
老年人忙旅游或是忙带孙。
And when we're in our old age, we're busy traveling or we're busy with our grandchildren.
一下子很快就过去。
It all passes by very quickly.
如果你等你真的有时间的时候。
If we want to wait until we truly have time.
什么叫真正有时间？
When is it that we'll truly have time?
也许啊，当你病得快死了，躺在床上哪里都去不了的时候，那个时候就有时间了。
Perhaps when we're lying on our deathbed and we can't do anything, that is when we have the most time.
但是那个时候你也是同样什么都做不了。
But at that time we also can do nothing.
没有体力，没有办法走动。
We have no strength, we cannot even get up.
那个时候才来找人生的意义，那就太慢了。
It would be too late for us to find the meaning of life at that point in time.
所以最好早早就发觉人生到底的本质是什么。
That is why it's even more important for us to understand the nature of life now.
才能够寻找更有意义的价值。
Then we can find out what is even more valuable in our lives.
我们今天要从三个方面来讲，人生到底哪一方面像影那么快。
We want to study three points on how our life is akin to being a shadow.
第一点。
The first.
人生的健康啊，成就啊，这些财富啊，其实都是像影那么快过去。
Our health and our life and our wealth are all so quick that they pass away very quickly.
我们看约伯记的十四章。
Let us read Job chapter 40.
十四章的第二节。
Job chapter 40 verse 2.
十四章的第二节。
Oh, Job chapter 14 verse 2.
我们从第一节开始看。
Let's start from verse 2.
Verse 1.
Verse 1.
十四章第二节。
Job chapter 14 verse 1.
一二三，人为妇人所生，日子短小，多有患难。第二节。
Verse 2.
出来如花，又被割下，飞去如影，不能存留啊！这里形容人生啊，形容得非常的透彻。
Here it describes the life of man very clearly.
每一个人都是妈妈或者妇人所生的。
Every person is born of a woman.
我们今天早上有一个新的 baby 抱来教会让大家见面，刚刚也吃了甜点。
Today we had a new baby which was brought to church so everyone could greet her and meet her, and we also had some snacks.
哇，那个 baby 好可爱，但是好小。
The baby is very cute and very small.
我帮她按手祷告，那个头很小。
And when I laid my hands on her, her head was very small.
因为她刚才出生啊，刚满月，当然小啊。
Because she was just born and she's just a month old.
你没有想到，我们每一个人，无论你是几岁，你也曾经像那么小的 baby.
Have you ever thought that no matter how old you are now, before you were once this baby?
我们都是妇人所生的。
All of us were born a woman.
但是呢，日子就很短小。
But all our days are very few.
还有呢，常常有一些患难。
And they're all full of trouble.
小时候有小时候的困难。
When we're young, we have the difficulties of being young.
长大了，可能有更多的困难。
And when we're grown up, we have even more difficulties.
哇，好像花一样出来，一开始花，刚刚开始绽放，定放。
It's like a flower that blooms.
马上要被割下来。
But immediately it's cut down.
再来这里特别形容啊，飞去如影，不能存留。
And I also describe it as it flees like a shadow and it does not continue.
无论你是多漂亮或者是多聪明有多少的财富。
No matter how beautiful you are, how intelligent you are, how wealthy you are.
它的本质就好像一个影一样。
The nature of life is like a shadow.
如果外面有太阳影子就在。
If there's sun outside, then there will be shadows.
有树影，有什么东西都有影子。
Everyone has a shadow, like the trees.
但是如果太阳突然间没有了，或者是有云遮住了。
But if the sun is covered by clouds or there is no sun,
那那个影子又不见了。
Then the shadow also disappears.
所以很快出来，又很快消失。
It appears quickly and it also disappears quickly.
所以基本上我们人生所拥有的一切都好像影一样。
That is why everything we have in our life is just like a shadow.
我们看大卫他怎么记载。
Let us see what David says.
我们看历代志上29章13节。
Let us read 1 Chronicles chapter 29 verse 13.
29章13节。
1 Chronicles chapter 29 verse 13.
我们一起读。
Let us read it together.
我们的神啊，现在我们称谢你，赞美你荣耀之名。十四节，我算什么？我的名算什么？竟能如此乐意奉献，因为万物都从你而来，我们把从你得的献给你。十五节，我们在你面前是客旅，是寄居的，与我们的列祖一样。我们在世的日子如影儿，不能长存。这里大卫做了一个祷告。
David says a prayer here.
他说第十五节里面提到了我们是客旅是寄居的。
In verse 15, it tells us that we're aliens and pilgrims.
跟我们的列祖一样。
We're just like our forefathers.
大卫还有他的先祖们呢、啊，那一辈，尤其是从亚伯拉罕那一代开始说的，基本上都是游牧民族，都是寄居的。
So David and his ancestors, starting from Abraham, are all sojourners.
到大卫那一代才稍微稳定下来。
And it only was during the David's generation that they started to have permanent places to live.
但是他还是说啊，我们还是寄居的。
Yet David continues to say that he is a pilgrim.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为我们在这个世界几十年，暂时在这里，然后我们就不在了。
Because we're only on this earth for a few decades, we're here temporarily, and then we disappear.
我们在座都是大部分都是移民啊。
Many of us are immigrants.
移民就是我们本来不属于这个地方的，但是某种原因。我们就搬了过来。
As an immigrant, in the beginning, we did not belong to this place, but for whatever reasons, we moved here.
就算你买了房子
，even if you bought a house，
或是拿到所谓的枫叶卡 PR，
or if you've got your permanent residency，
甚至也拿到公民了
，or even your citizenship，
那这里也不是你永远在的地方。
This is also not your forever dwelling.
我们在这边也是几十年。
Because we're here for a mere few decades.
我们的生命结束，我们就离开这里了。
Once our life ends, we leave this place.
所以这就是客旅跟寄居的观念。
This is the concept of being an alien and a sojourner.
我们在座有一些老人家，每年都很喜欢回自己的国家看一看。
There are many elderly among us who like to return to their homeland every year.
因为觉得那边就是我长大的地方。
Because they feel that that's the place where they grew up.
或是我父母可能还在，我要回去看看他们。
Or they know that their parents are still alive back in their homeland, so they want to go back and visit them.
有时候你离开很久了，回去看，哦，我的家乡跟以前又不一样了。
If you have left that homeland for a very long time, you return back, you'll realize it has changed.
所以哪里才是你真正的家
？So where is your real home?
我们的祖国不是。
It is not our homeland.
也不是新的这个移民国家。
And it's also not our new home.
圣经告诉我们哪里才是我们真正的家乡。
The Bible tells us which is our true home.
是我们天上的家。
That is our heavenly home.
如果你有救恩的话，有一天你也要回去天上的家乡。
If we have salvation, then we'll return to our heavenly home in the future.
这地上的生活，地上的一切都好像影一样。
That is why our life is like a shadow.
那但是这个影子也是很重要啊，你不能说它完全没有价值。
However, this shadow is also very important. We can't say that it's completely useless.
大卫怎么样把他很短暂的生命、很短暂的成就，就是影子，把它转化成为永恒呢
？How was David able to convert this temporary shadow into something which was eternal?
就是第十四节，刚刚我们说。
That is verse 14.
我们再读一次十四节。
Let's read verse
14
again.
大卫说：“我算什么？我的名算什么
？”He says, "Who am I and who are my people?"
我竟能乐意，能够如此乐意奉献给你啊
！That we should be able to offer willingly to you.
原来大卫他为了要替耶和华真神建造圣殿。
What David wanted to do was to build a temple for God.
他觉得这个东西就是他的 calling， 就是他人生。 一件最重要做的事情。
He felt that this was his calling and the most important thing he could do in his life.
神让他做王，不是让他享受荣华富贵。
God did not allow him to be king so that he could just enjoy life.
神让他做王的目的是要用大卫来为将来建圣殿预备啊。
God allowed David to be king so that he could make preparations for the future temple.
虽然他的手因为打仗充满了鲜血。
Although his hands were stained with blood because he was in so many battles.
他本来想替神建殿，神说你不行，因为你的手太多血了。
Originally, he wanted to build this temple for God, but God did not want him to because his hands were stained with blood.
但是大卫还是准备为了建造圣殿准备很多的材料。
But David still prepared for the building of this temple by preparing many things for it.
很多的金银。
He prepared many gold and silver.
因为他知道他自己不能盖，但是他儿子，神要用我儿子所罗门来盖。
He knew that he could not build this temple by himself, but he knew that his son would build it.
所以大卫就是把他有限的隐儿的人生。把它转化成为一个永恒的价值。
This is how David converted his very short life, which is akin to a shadow, into something which is eternal.
就是奉献给神。
That is to offer to God.
无论是奉献你的金钱，
whether it's offering your wealth,
或者是奉献你的精神，或者你的专长，
or offering your energy or offering your abilities.
只要你一奉献给神呢。
As long as you have offered it to God,
你就从影子的价值变成永恒的价值。
Then you've converted something with the value of a shadow into something with value which is eternal.
啊，上两个礼拜啊，这个黄金啊，在国际的货币的这个市场啊，哇，涨了很多啊。
2 weeks ago, the price of gold increased a lot.
最高的时候涨到5000多块美金一盎司。
At the highest point, gold was worth over 5,000 USD per ounce.
哇，不晓得大家有没有买啊？有没有去 Costco 买一条啊
？We don't know if you went to Costco to buy any gold.
我们普通人去 Costco 买牛奶、买葱。
Many of us who go to Costco want to buy onions. We want to buy milk.
但是那边也有金子可以买啊，你知道吗
？However, there are also gold bars for you to buy there.
小小的。
There are small gold ounces that you can buy.
银也涨了很多啊。
Silver also increased a lot.
哇，你说传道人怎么知道你要买啊？
And you ask preacher, how do you know? Did you buy it yourself?
我是看新闻的。
For me, I look at the news.
啊，我们也没有那么多钱买金买银。
I don't have enough money to buy gold nor silver.
我们都去买葱。
But what I go is to buy onions.
买肉。
I buy meat.
但是呢，为什么金跟银突然间价格涨那么多啊
？Why is it that the price of gold and silver increased so much?
因为又要打贸易战，那美国又要打伊朗，大家都很害怕。哦，所以那钱呢，就拿去避险了，就买金买银了。
Because there is news about the U.S. wanting to go to war against Iran, so for stability's sake, they wanted to invest in gold and silver.
大家以为那个保值啊，就冲着去买了。
And they quickly went to buy all this gold and silver.
因为大家都有想法，说我要把比较容易改变价值的，把它变成了一个比较保值的东西啊。
Because they wanted to change what can change its value very quickly into something which will preserve its value.
金子就最保值了。
So for example, gold has a very high value.
很多人就去买金。
And that is why gold was bought by many people.
但是金子也不保值。
However, gold does not always maintain its value.
因为上个礼拜到了5700块，要掉了差不多5000块，还比5000块要低一点。
Because last week, gold had reached $5,700 per ounce, and then it dropped quickly to under $5,000 per ounce.
如果你在大家冲去买的时候你也去买，那你就亏了。
If you are one of those people who follow the crowd to buy gold at its highest point, then you would have lost.
这个世界的东西没有一样是永远保值的。
There's nothing in this world which is permanent.
就是你买了搬回家了，你可以不见呢，你可以被掏。
Even if you have bought it and you brought it home, perhaps it would disappear or be stolen.
黄金是很重的，就是你很多金子，你要带着到处跑，你也跑不远了。
Gold is also very heavy, and if you were to bring it with you, you cannot run very far.
所以你要把什么东西从影子的价值转成永恒的价值
？So what is it that you would turn from the value of being a shadow into something which has eternal value?
你的人生当中。任何东西你为神做的献给神的它就变成永恒的价值
Everything in your life that you have offered to God will gain eternal value
大卫没有说哇，我存了那么多钱、哦、我把我的王宫装修一下变成更多的金银更好看更漂亮
David did not say to himself I have saved so much gold and silver let me beautify my palace so that it looks better
他没有为自己这样做
He did not do this for himself
他把钱存起来让他儿子盖圣殿
He saved up all this money so that his son could build a temple
诶结果他一奉献给神这个价值就变到永恒了
And once he offered it to God the value of it became eternal
今天我们也是一样啊
Today it is the same for us.
没有错，神让我们来了卡加利，到底是为什么？
It's true, God allowed us to come to Calgary, and what for what purpose?
表面上就是让我们在这边更舒服的生活，环境更好。
Superficially, it may be so that we have a better environment and we have more comfortable lives.
但是其实每一个人都有个 calling 的，这是神的选召。
In fact, all of us have a calling.
不是让你在这边很舒服的生活而已。
It's not so that you can live a comfortable life here.
神希望用你。
God wants to use you.
用你的才华，用你的钱财，用你的力量。
He wants to use your energy, your abilities, and your wealth.
在这边把属灵的圣殿，就是真教会，建立起来。
To build the spiritual temple, which is a church.
可以在这边传扬福音，更多的人来归主。
So that more people can come to God through the spreading of the gospel.
所以你愿意献出你的一切吗？
Are you willing to offer your all?
感谢主，我们买了新的教堂，现在在准备来装修。
Thank the Lord that we have bought a new chapel and we are readying it for renovations.
我们这边有全北美洲真耶稣教会最大的会堂。
We have the biggest church in all of North America.
神既然给我们那么大的会堂，就是一定有很大的工作要在这边做。
God has given us such a big chapel because He has great work for us to do here.
有人可能担心了，哇，那么水电啊，那么怎么维持啊？
Some people may worry about all the utilities of the water costs and electricity costs.
你不用担心。
Let us not worry.
就是神的工，神就会带领我们。
Because this is God's work and He will guide it.
只要大家按着神的吩咐。
As long as everyone listens to God's commands.
圣经说，神说十分之一是属于我的，是属于神的。
The Bible tells us that the tithe belongs to God.
其实神给你这个工作的机会、能力，你要记得奉献。
In fact, you also have to remember that you must offer up your abilities.
无论你赚的多、赚的少。
No matter how much you have earned or how little you earn.
你是打 part-time 的工作，或是小职员，甚至是你开公司。
Even if you own your own company, or perhaps you just work part-time.
只是领一份薪水。
Or you take a salary.
甚至只是领福利。
Or you take a pension?
Welfare. 你就乖乖的把属于神的还给神。
What you need to do is to give God what belongs to Him.
十分之一是属于神的。
The tithe belongs to God.
你只要这样做的话，
As long as you do this,
你就把你有限的世界的东西变成永恒。
What you will do is convert what is temporary into what is eternal.
其实奉献不是牺牲啊。
Because offering something is not a loss.
我们看大卫怎么说。
What did David say?
这是我算什么？我的民算什么？竟能乐意奉献。
He says, Who am I? Who are my people that we should be able to offer so willingly?
能够奉献是一个 privilege, 是一个特权啊。你是神的选民，神才接纳你的奉献啊。
It is actually a privilege to be able to offer to God as people of God.God accepts our offerings.
如果你跟神完全没关系，神也不需要你的奉献。
If you have nothing to do with God, God does not need your offering.
神拣选了你，你有这个奉献的机会啊。
But God has chosen you, have this opportunity to make offering.
还有大卫说，我万物都是从你而来，我们只是把从你而得的献给你。
David also says that all things come from you, and of your own we have given back to you.
其实一切都是属于神的。
In fact, everything belongs to God.
十分之十都于神的。
The tithe belongs to God.
10% 都是 belong to
God. Oh, 100% of what we have belongs to God.
但只是我们拿一点点出来报答神的恩典。
It's just that we have given a little of what God has given us to repay His grace.
所以这个就是在隐儿的一生当中，我们把它变成永恒。
This is how we convert our life of being a shadow into what is eternal.
就是奉献给神。
That is to make offering to God.
第二点。
Secondly,
我们看诗篇三十九篇。
Let us read Psalms 39.
三十九篇。
Psalms 39.
第四到六节。
Verse 4 to verse 6.
诗篇三十九篇四到六节。
Psalms 39, verse 4 to verse 6.
我们一起读。
Let us read it together.
第四节，一二三。耶和华，求你知道我想的我身之中，我的寿数几何，叫我知道我的生命不长。第五节。
Five.
你是我的连日载如手掌，我一生的年数在你面前如同无有，个人最稳妥的时候正是全然虚幻。第六节。世人行动实系幻影，他们忙乱真是枉然，自取财宝不知 有谁收取。第六节这里说世人的行动实系幻影啊。
Verse 6 tells us that every man walks about like a shadow.
就是说我们的生活，我们很忙碌，有时候也是像一个影子这样。
This tells us that even though we're very busy in our lives, it is like a shadow.
好了，那我们想想，我们人到底一辈子在忙什么？
Let us think, what are we busy with every day?
我们常常都以忙不忙来问候别人，最近忙吗？
We often ask people, have you been busy?
一定回答都说，哎呀，很忙啊。
And many answers will get us, yes, I'm busy.
好像小朋友也很忙。
Even the children are busy.
我发觉现在小朋友比大人还忙。
I find that children nowadays are busier than the adults.
补习啦，学这个学那个啦。
They have all sorts of tutoring and they learn so many things.
还要读书啊。
They also need to study.
哎，中学、大学就更忙了。
They're even more busy in middle school or high school.
大人就更忙了。
Adults are even busier.
我觉得三十年前我们全家人来到卡加利的时候。
30 years ago, when all our family came to Calgary.
那时候卡加利没什么车，也没什么人。
At that time, there were very few people and very few cars here in Calgary.
当堂也没有几栋建筑物。
And there are just a few buildings in downtown Calgary.
大家开车都开得很慢。
Everyone drove very slowly.
你开得慢，人家也不会扒你。
And if you drive very slowly, no one will honk at you.
有时候你开到路上，突然间前面的车停下来。
Sometimes you'll see a car stop on the highway.
也不是 highway 了，普通的 way.
On the road.
这个车为什么停呢？原来他让那个人过马路。
Why has this car stopped? It is stopped to let a pedestrian cross the road.
明明不是 crosswalk， 不是红绿灯，他说让他过马路。
It's not a red light, but this car has just stopped to let someone cross the road.
大家很有爱心。
Everyone loves people.
好像也不那么忙。
They're not very busy.
也没有那么赶。
And they're not so rushed.
哇，现在呢，我们早上开车回来，我跟我太太说，哎，我们好像叫多伦多啊。
When we were driving to church this morning, I mentioned to my wife on Deerfoot, and as we're driving to Deerfoot,
那个车来切去。
I told my wife, it seems as if we're driving in Toronto because cars were weaving in and out of each other.
可能很多多伦多的人搬了过来，所以就变这样。
Maybe it's because many people from Toronto moved here, that's why it's turned to Toronto.
那我们 local 的也变多伦多 style 了。
And even our local style has turned to that of the Toronto style.
开太慢被人家搬了，永远转不出来。
If you drive too slowly, someone will honk you, and you can never make a turn.
你看这个高速公路两个方向，往这个车也多，往这个也车也多。
There are cars, many cars going both ways on the road.
平常都忙上班。
Normally we're very busy at work.
为什么礼拜六还那么多车呢？
So why is it that there are so many cars on Saturday?
明天也是一样多车。
On Sundays there are also just as many cars.
啊，都是忙世俗的事情啊。
It's because we're busy with our daily lives in this world.
我们真的是大部分时间都是忙自己的事。
For most of the time, we're just busy with our personal lives.
那其实忙来忙去，有一件事情就是第六节所说的，为了要积蓄一些财宝。
And of course, the purpose of being so busy for many of us is to heap up riches.
其实为了生活之外，就是希望存一点钱留给下一代。
We want to save up for the next generation and for our own livelihood.
这个就是人忙的原因呢。
This is the reason why people are so busy.
如果不是为了利，不是为了钱，谁会那么忙？谁想那么忙呢？
If it wasn't for gaining power nor riches, who would be so busy?
但是呢，诗人看得很透啊。
However, the psalmist could see through all of this.
我们的人生太短了。
Because life is much too short.
这里说好像很窄啊，好像手掌一样那么窄。
It is so narrow, it's like the hand span.
我们以为最稳妥的时候。
When we feel very safe and secure.
本来以为我们可以好好退休的，生活开始好了。
We tell ourselves that our life is very good now, we can retire.
或者说我存到钱了，我安全了，生活安心了。
Or I have saved enough money that I can feel very secure.
哎，这个时候医生告诉你，你得癌症了。
Then the doctor suddenly tells you you have cancer.
你剩下的时间不多了。
You don't have much time left.
或者是遇到意外。
Or we meet up with an accident.
飞机掉下来了。
The plane has fallen down.
或是车祸了。
Or there's an accident in our car.
这个在我们身边当中常常有朋友啊，或者新闻啊，都是常发生的。
These are things we often hear that happens to our friends or happens on the news.
所以不要因为说我很忙就觉得你的生活很有价值。
We should not think that our life is being lived out in value just because we're very busy.
忙只是没有办法为了生活。
We are busy because we have no other choice, because we strive for our daily lives.
但是你到底更重要的问题是你到底为什么忙啊？
An even more important question is asking ourselves why we are so busy.
为工作忙？
Are we busy for our work?
为了兴趣而忙？
兴趣，
你的 hobby？
Oh, for our hobbies.
还是你为神而忙？
Or are we busy for God?
还是你为信仰而忙？
Are we busy for our faith?
这里诗人就说了。大卫就说了。
The psalmist tells us. David tells us.
我们看第七节。
Let us read verse 7.
七节，一二三，主啊，如今我等什么呢？我的指望在乎你。原来大卫他也很忙。
David is also very busy.
有时当他做了王之后，他的生活就更忙碌了。
Especially after being king, his life would be even more busy.
但是他觉得这些东西，我的江山、我的统治、我的王宫、我的军队，其实那个都不重要。
But he feels like his army and his palace and his kingdom is not important.
什么东西最重要？
What is most important?
我的指望在乎神。
My hope is in God.
你想想看，一个全世界最有钱的人。
Who is the richest person in the world?
就算他全世界最有钱。
He is the richest person in the world.
当他离开世界的那一天。
And although, so on the day that he leaves this earth,
他能够带走什么？
What is he able to bring with him?
历史上面一个最有名的将军、军事家就是亚历山大。
There was a great soldier, and he's called Alexander the Great.
他曾经征服了欧洲、亚洲跟非洲。
He conquered Africa, Europe, and Asia.
三十几岁的时候就已经得天下了。
And at the age of 30, he had already gained everything under the heavens.
但是当他人生最巅峰的时候
，However, at the epitome of his life,
他得了病。
He was sick.
那当时候的医生没有办法医治他。
At that time, no doctor could heal him.
他知道自己快死了。
He knows that he's about to die.
他告诉他的将军身边的人。
He told the people around him.
当我死的时候。
When I die.
我吩咐你们做几件事情。
I will tell you to do something.
其中一件事情是什么？
What is one of these things?
把我的棺材旁边挖两个洞。
Put two holes in my coffin.
让我的手伸出来。
And put my hands out of these holes.
很奇怪啊，哪有人的棺材然后挖一个洞然后手伸出来的？
It is very strange to make two holes in a coffin and stretch the corpse hands out of these holes.
为什么亚历山大大帝要这个奇怪的这个吩咐？
Why did Alexander the Great have such a strange will?
他要人全人类知道我亚历山大大帝得了天下。
He wanted everyone to know that I, Alexander the Great, had gotten everything under the heavens.
但是我现在什么都没有。
But now I have nothing.
我什么都带不走。
I can take nothing with me.
亚历山大大帝死的时候，就是绝望的、空虚的而死的。
When Alexander the Great died, he died in vanity and hopelessness.
没有盼望。
He had no hope.
所以我们不用羡慕那些有钱的人。
We should not admire those who are rich.
越有钱越怕死。
Those who are rich are fearing death even more.
那些皇帝，那些有权威的人越怕死。
Those who are powerful and the kings, they fear death even more.
他们只能靠他们的财宝。
Because they can only rely on their wealth.
但是那些财宝没办法救他们。
Yet their wealth is unable to save them.
所以这里说了，大卫说，我的指望是在乎神。
That is why David says, my hope is in God.
今天如果你有盼望，有认识神。
Today, if you have hope and you know God.
你就不会有这种惧怕。
You will not have this fear.
更重要的，大卫他的一生为神而忙。
The most important thing is that during David's life, he was busy for God.
那我们今天问一下弟兄姐妹，你最近忙吗？
I asked you, brothers and sisters, have you been busy lately?
你有没有为神而忙？
Have you been busy for God?
为家庭忙，为工作忙，那个就是人生的责任。
It is our responsibility to be busy for our lives and busy for our families.
但是带不到永恒。
But this is nothing we can bring to eternity.
但是为主耶稣忙。
However, we're busy for Jesus.
感谢主，我们最近礼拜四都有中文的查经版。
Thank the Lord that recently on Thursday we have this
Chinese
Bible study.
为什么有中文查经班呢？
Why is it that we have this Chinese Bible study?
有两个原因。
For two reasons.
第一，就为了造就主内弟兄姐妹，我们可以查经，可以团契。
It is so that we can edify the brothers and sisters and we can have fellowship.
啊，可以大家彼此的交通。
Everyone can have more communication with each other.
这是一个更重要的原因。
The second more important reason.
透过中文查经班，我们可以传福音，可以邀请一些朋友来参加。
Is through the Chinese Bible study, we can actually spread the gospel by asking our friends to come.
因为在很多其他的我们的真耶稣教会都有礼拜四的中文查经班。
Because many of the other True Jesus Church around the world, there is also the Chinese Bible study.
小弟在温哥华的时候。
When I was in Vancouver.
这个中文查经班。
I participated in the Chinese Bible study.
哇，那么一个邀请一个，他们尤其是退休的那些弟兄姐妹，他们比较有空，他们来参加。
And there are many brothers and sisters who had time, and they would also invite many of their friends.
他们邀请他们的朋友啊、邻居啊也来参加。
They would ask their friends and their neighbors to come.
然后慕道者又邀请他们的慕道者朋友、其他朋友来参加。
And even those who were seeking the truth themselves would invite their friends to come.
所以我在温哥华那六年、七年当中
，That is why the 6 or 7 years I was in Vancouver.
我发觉大部分的慕道者都是从中文查经班出来的。
I found that many of the truth seekers that we had came from this Chinese Bible study.
不是 online 哦，不是什么网络哦 ，online 没什么用的，说实在。
It is not the online Bible study. In fact, this is not much use, and we cannot spread the gospel effectively.
人要面对面的接触，大家才会靠近。
Because people need to interact face to face, only in that way will they draw close.
还有现在都不是疫情了，没有疫情了，还 online 呢。
There's no pandemic, so why do we have this online Bible study?
要办就是要来教会，或是在信徒家里。
If we want to have this Bible study, then we should hold it at the church or at a member's house.
大家才有这种热络、一种温度、那种感受。
Only then will there be warmth and will we be fired up?
因为好像人就好像火柴火一样，你一条烧不起来啊，你一堆柴火，哇，就烧得很旺。
Because people are like this piece of wood. One cannot burn effectively, but if there's a group of us, then it will burn very effectively.
感谢主啊。
Thank the Lord.
我们卡加利慢慢也开始烧起来了，这个心也开始火热的心也开始烧起来了。
The Calgary members are starting to have this fire inside their hearts.
我们的中文查经班也开始烧起来了。
And the Chinese Bible study is starting to have this fire as well.
上前个礼拜的中文查经班有三个慕道者参加。
Last week there were three truth-seeking friends who joined this Chinese Bible study.
在一位信徒的家里。
It was at a member's home.
那个信徒也很忙啊。
This member is also very busy.
年纪也大，也要照顾孙啊，也要上班啊，那个孩子们也要上班啊。
They're also very elderly. They need to look after their grandchildren, and their children need to work.
其他的团员，其他的弟兄姐妹，其实每一个都很忙。
All of the participants are actually very busy.
有自己的事情要做。
Because they have their own lives they need to take care of.
早上也要开车来很远。
In the morning they need to make a long drive.
但是为什么他们愿意来参加？
Why is it that they're willing to participate?
因为他们有使命感。
Because they have this sense of duty or compulsion.
神把我的命留，神把我们命留着。
Because God has preserved our lives.
我就要为一天活着，一天要为主而忙。
So every day that I live, I want to be busy for God.
他们想到神的恩典。
They think about God's grace.
有曾经是得大病，现在好了，还可以活着的，他们要报答神。
Some people want to repay God's grace because in the past they were very sick and now they have been healed.
里面也有七八十岁的，但是神给他健康，可以来参加，他们也尽量来参加，还帮忙接送慕道者。
There are those in their 70s or 80s, but because God has granted them health, they still participate and they still bring truth seekers there.
因为他们知道能够为主而活，为了这个盼望，把这个福音传给别人。
Because they know that in order to live for God, they need to spread this gospel.
最让我感动的是什么？
What is the most moving?
有一位慕道者。
There is a truth seeker.
他被我们感动到了。
And that truth seeker has been moved by us.
他之前有来参加这个中文查经的聚会。
In the past, they attended this Chinese Bible study.
他竟然开放他的家做家庭聚会两次。
This truth seeker actually opened up their own home to host this Chinese Bible study.
弟兄姐妹听好了。
Brothers and sisters, listen up.
是慕道者。
Is the truth seeker.
还没有受洗的。
Unbaptized.
他开放他的家，让我们中文查经去了两次。
Opened up their home twice to host this Chinese Bible study.
有时候我们自己听了都很惭愧。
Sometimes we feel that we have fallen short when we hear this.
很惭愧啊。
We feel that we have fallen very short.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为负责人告诉我。
Because the board members tell me.
传道啊，我们都找不到人家庭聚会。
We're unable to find any homes to host this Bible to hold host this family.
找不到人啊。
We cannot find anyone.
啊，找这个又说不方便。
I asked this person, they say it is not convenient.
找那个又说很忙。
I asked that person, and they say they're very busy.
有时候都问了大圈了，都没有人，都他自己要再做一次。
Sometimes I've gone around in a big circle asking, and so I have to end up hosting.
很难找人家庭聚会。
It's very difficult to find homes to host the family service.
神给你那么好的家。
God has given you such a good home.
神那么祝福你。
God has blessed you.
也不是叫你每个礼拜要去你家家庭聚会。
And we're not asking for family service to be hosted.
一年都没有轮到一次，有时候半年，有时候一年才轮一次，你都 say no.
You say no even though you don't even host it annually.
但是慕道者自己都还没有受洗，都开放家里两次。
However, this truth seeker, before they're even baptized, has hosted the Bible study twice.
真的让我很感动啊。
I'm very moved.
因为他知道，哇，弟兄姐妹来很好啊。
Because this truth seeker knows that it's very good for the brothers and sisters to come.
所以我们就去，把福音传给他，给他带来喜乐，带来盼望。
So we went, we spread the gospel to that person and brought them hope and joy.
所以你忙，你为自己忙，那个是带不走啦，也没有永恒的意义。
Even though we're very busy for ourselves, we cannot take these things with us, and it has no eternal meaning.
没有错啊，去你家里聚会，你要打扫，要买东西，要整理，很辛苦。
It's true that if we go to your house to have services, then you need to clean up, and it is very hard for you.
但是你不要想说这是为了弟兄姐妹来。
But let us think that this is actually for the brothers, not think that it's for the brothers and sisters.
你要想啊，这是为主耶稣要去你家。
You have to think that is the purpose is to bring God into your home.
主耶稣 Jesus himself.
It is Jesus himself.
因为圣经讲得很清楚啊。
Because the Bible tells us very clearly.
你接待奉主名来的，就等于接待主。
That if you welcome one of those who has in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, then you have actually received Jesus Christ.
是接待传道只是。
Therefore, if you receive the preachers or the ministers.
你接待弟兄姐妹去你家家庭聚会。
If you receive the brothers and sisters into your home for family service.
就是接待主啊。
Then you have received the Lord Jesus.
很忙是没有错，但是主耶稣来啊，我很有福气啊。
It is true that you're very busy, but Jesus is coming into your home, and that is why we're so blessed.
有时候等都等不到啊，要争取这种机会啊。
We can't even wait for these opportunities. We have to seize the opportunity.
所以如果我们有这种心。
If we have this heart.
主耶稣一定很开心。
Jesus Christ will be very happy.
明天我们要去 William 家里家庭聚会。
Tomorrow we'll be at Brother William's house for family service.
上个礼拜问他，哎呀，你身体不舒服，要不要取消啊？
Last week I asked him, you don't feel very well, do you want to cancel this?
他说不要，如果能够来，他太太说，如果能够来，大家很喜欢，来，你们来我们家里，给我们祷告。
They said, no, please do not cancel it. If you can come and if everyone can come, then we can receive you and pray for us.
William 好一点，我们就可以继续，没问题。
And if next week William's a little bit better, we can continue with the plans.
感谢主，主耶稣按照他们的信心给他们成全。
Thank the Lord, God has done according to their faith.
上个礼拜这个时候 William 还在等ER，还在等要急诊室。
Last week during this time, Brother William was still waiting for emergency services.
感谢神，那今天可以跟我们在一起聚会。
But thank the Lord that he's able to join us in service today.
所以为什么忙？
Why are we busy?
为主耶稣忙。
We should be busy for the Lord.
第三点。
The third point.
身体啊，也好像影儿一样。
That our bodies are also like this shadow.
我们看这个约伯记第十七章。
Let us read Job chapter 17.
约伯记第十七章。
Job 17.
第七节。
Verse 7.
约伯记十七章的第七节。
Job chapter 17, verse 7.
我们一起读。
Let's read it together.
十七章第十七节。一二三。我的眼睛因忧愁昏花，我的白体好像影儿。哇，这里要形容啊，我的眼睛啊，很不管用啊。
This tells us that our eyes are.
因为常常哭啊，所以啊，眼睛也看得不清楚了。
This tells us that our eyes can see not very well because we often cry.
然后呢，我其他身体的部分呢，就好像一个影儿啊，哎呀，一下好像就过去了。
And the other members of my body are like shadows; they disappear very quickly.
约伯啊，他遇到很大的考验。
Job encountered a very great trial.
全身生疮。
He had boils all over his body.
从头到脚。
From head to toe.
因为魔鬼攻击他。
Because the devil attacked him.
但是神容许这个事发生，为了要考验约伯的信心。
God allowed this thing to happen to test Job's faith.
那当然，故事的最后的结局是好的。
Of course, the ending is good.
神解救了约伯，让他得胜。
God saved Job, and he was victorious.
但是在这个受苦的当中啊，约伯感觉到自己的身体越来越不行啊。
However, in the midst of his suffering, Job felt that his body was going to fail him.
身体啊，他像那个影儿一样，太阳越来越小了，那个影儿就越来越不清楚了。
He felt that his members of his body were like shadows, and the lower the sun was, the longer the shadows.
那无论我们在努力的保养啊，或者是照顾自己的身体
，No matter how much we try to preserve or take care of our bodies,
你没有办法。胜过老化的这种阶段。
We are unable to escape old age.
每个人都会老化，只是老化的快或者老化的慢而已。
Because all of us will age, it is just a matter of speed.
你看看自己十年前的照片跟现在的照片。
Look at our pictures 10 years ago.
有时候不用十年了，一年前都不一样。
Or maybe even 1 year ago.
哇，尤其是最近如果比较操劳了，很多事情发生。
Especially if recently you've encountered many situations.
很大的压力，生活过得很紧张。
Or you've led a very anxious life and had much pressure upon you.
或者是你最近生过大病。
Or you encountered a great illness.
哇，会发觉真的老了很多啊。
We'll find that we have aged very quickly.
哇，眼睛呢，干干的，有时候看东西看得不清楚。
And our eyes can also not see clearly.
有时候想聚会，想精神要听道理，但是又没办法集中啊。
Sometimes we want to listen to the sermons, but we're unable to keep ourselves awake.
有些人说我坐也就坐不好，站也站不好。
Some people says I can neither sit nor stand.
坐太久又会酸，站太久又会酸。
If I stand, or if I sit, my back feels sore.
这个是没有办法的。
We have no way out of this.
因为在亚当被咒诅之下，人类就是经过老化跟死亡。
Because after Adam was cursed, all people need to age and also suffer death.
身体有一天都好像影儿一样会过去。
One day our bodies will be like this shadow that will pass.
但是我们有盼望。
But we all have hope.
我们看保罗。
Let's look at Paul.
他怎么看这个他的影子呢？
How did Paul look at his shadow?
身体就好像个影，不是实在的。
Our body is like the shadow, it will pass away.
我们看哥林多后书。
Let us read 2 Corinthians.
第四章。
Verse chapter 4.
第十六节。
Chapter 4, verse 16.
哥林多后书四章十六节。
2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16.
我们一起读。一二三，所以我们不上等，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天信是一天。是啊，这里保罗说什么？
What is Paul saying?
他说我不怕。
He's saying I do not fear.
一个人如果面对退化、老化、生病，怎么会不怕呢？
How is a person not afraid when they face illness or when they face aging?
如果你没有盼望，一定会怕。
If you don't have any hope, of course you'll be fearful.
怕老怕死。
You're afraid of getting old and you're afraid of death.
保罗他的身体也是在老化，还有很靠近死亡啊。
Paul's body is also aging and he's very near death.
尤其是他天天被逼迫，要休息不够，要吃不饱。
Especially because he's being persecuted every day and he does not have enough rest and he does not have enough to eat.
还有他的同伴，他们都是天天面对身体的衰残啊。
All of his companions also face the outward aging of their bodies.
但是保罗说我们不怕。
But Paul says they're not afraid.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为这个内心呢、啊，内心就是里面的人呢、啊。
Because his heart, the inward man.
你看啊，这个英文翻得很好，不是内心呢、啊，是 inner man 呢、啊，里面的人呢、啊。
It is translated as the inner man.
这个叫做外面的人。
This is the outside man.
外面的人好像一件衣服。
The outer man is like clothes.
不会永远存在的。
It won't last forever.
一定是越来越旧的。
And it will get older and older.
你看你的衣服会越穿越新吗？不可能嘛。
Let's look at our clothes. When we wear it more and more, does it get newer and newer?
外面的人不是真的人。
The outer person is not the real person.
里面的人才是真的我。
The real person is the real me.
外面的人，这个肉体只是一件衣服。
The outer body, the flesh, is just like a clothing.
一定会过去的。
It will pass away.
但是里面的人呢，因为基督耶稣还有真理的关系。
But because of the reason of Christ and also the truth, the inner person.
所以里面会越来越更新呢。
The inner person will be renewed.
就是你的想法更新了。
That is, our thinking will be renewed.
你的观念，你的价值观更新了。
Our thoughts and our values will be renewed.
啊，身体越来越老。
Our bodies are getting older and older.
但是呢，你的内心哦，哇，越来越靠近神。
But our inner person is drawing nearer and nearer to God.
你的个性改变，越来越像神。
And our character is changing so that it's more like God.
越老越喜乐。
The older we get, the more joyful we are.
越老越放松。
The older we get, the more relaxed we become.
越老越平静。
The older we get, the more peaceful we are.
这个一般人身上是看不到的。
This is what we cannot see on the outside for most people.
通常人呢是越老就越焦虑。
More often than not, the older a person gets, the more anxious they get.
越紧张。
They become even more nervous and anxious.
越啰嗦。
They become even more
nagging.、哦、因为很焦虑，所以就一直讲，一直讲，一直讲，整天在念。
Because they are even more and more anxious, that's why they continue to nag more and more.
但是保罗呢，他越老越来越平静啊。
But the more old Paul gets, he gets even more quiet and peaceful.
因为他知道身体这些物质的东西只是个影啊。
Because he knows that the body and the material things are merely a shadow.
那个都不重要了。
Those are not unimportant.
Okay, 我身体这样子，但是不重要。
It's true, my body is becoming like this, but it's not important.
我身体退化，这个就是这样，这个不是重要。
My body is slowly perishing, but this is not important.
重要的是我的灵魂有没有越来越跟主在一起，有没有越像神。
The more important thing is whether my spirit and my soul is getting nearer and nearer to God every day.
我们看第十七节。
Let us read verse 17.
一二三，所以我们这至战至轻的苦楚，大声读，要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。十八节，大声一点。大家一起大声一点读。
Let's read loudly.
原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。哇，保罗讲这句话讲得太好了。
Paul has said a very good saying.
什么是影子？
What is a shadow?
影子就是暂时的，才是影子嘛。
A shadow is something which is temporary.
身体是影子。
The body is a shadow.
不是里面的实体。
It's not the inner person.
我们常常把看不见的以为是永远的。
We often think that what we cannot see is.
我们以为这个身体是永远的。
We often think that the physical body is an eternal thing.
整天想的都是这个身体。
What we think about every day is this body.
或是物质的东西。
Or material things.
哦，要保养，要顾惜，要怎么样
？We need to preserve ourselves and to.
你永远都没有办法让身体永远活下去。
But no matter what we do, we're unable to preserve our physical lives eternally.
都是一个影子而已了。
Because it is just a shadow.
我们在座应该很少人可以活到100岁。
Amongst us, there are very few of us who can live to 100 years old.
加拿大的统计大概80几岁了。
The average lifespan of people in Canada is perhaps 80 years.
男人通常短6岁。
The lifespan of a man is shorter by 66 years.
女人通常可以多五六岁。
And this is on average for a woman, you will live 6 years longer.
但是很少也过90。
There are very few of us who will live over the age of 90.
能够到100的就更少了。
There's even less of us who will live to 100.
我们以前在多伦多有一位长老，他就过了100岁。
In Toronto, we had an elder who was older than 100 years old.
他100岁那一年，英女王还写信给他啊，恭祝他。
In the year that he turned 100 years old, the queen actually wrote to him and congratulated him.
但是他也走了。
He also went away.
在他之后也没有人活100岁。
And after him, there was no other person who lived till 100.
但是100岁也好，50岁也好，30岁也好。
Whether we are 100 or 50 or 30 years old.
都是一个影子。
All of us are this shadow.
真正重要的就是里面的。
The most important thing is which is on the inside.
里面的我，永远的我。
The inward person, the inward me, the eternal me.
我们有没有趁着这个短暂的生命，赶快抓住永恒？
Do we, seize this opportunity to grasp eternity.
让你里面的人真正的跟神连接。
So that we can connect our inner man with God.
才会有真正的平安跟喜乐。
Only then will we have true joy and true peace.
不然的话，就算你活100岁，你也不快乐。
Even if we live till 100, we will not be joyful.
不然的话，会越老越胖。
Or else we will be even more fearful as we age.
因为身体越来越走下坡。
Because our outward person, our body is slowly perishing.
身边的人一个一个离开。
And the people around us will slowly pass away.
你不要以为活到100岁很好玩。
Don't think it's very good to live to 100.
到了100岁的时候，你身边你认识的人大概都死光了。
Because those that you know around you will probably have all passed away.
身体也不太能动了。
We probably also can't move very much.
整天很孤单。
We're very lonely every day.
躺在老人院。
We just stay in the nursing home.
大概就是人生。
That is life.
如果没有信仰。
If we don't have faith.
你就只有这个外在的人。
Then we only have to have this outward man.
你就看着这个影子慢慢的衰退。
We see the shadow which is slowly perishing.
慢慢的消失。
It is slowly going away.
但是如果你有信仰。
But if you have faith.
你就等候那个永远的荣耀。
Then you will wait for the eternal glory.